Good morning. Welcome to News Briefing. On this day in history, May 10, 1869, the first transcontinental railroad in the United States was completed with the driving of the Golden Spike in Utah, dramatically shrinking travel times and fostering economic growth. Today, we're covering pivotal U.S. elections, global political shifts, market movements, and the latest in AI and health. We draw insights from the New York Times, NPR, NDTV News, CNBC, BBC, and Hacker News, bringing you essential headlines. Joining me is our lead reporter, Arohi. Arohi, let's dive into American politics, starting with Iowa's gubernatorial race.
Thanks, Arjav. Iowa's Republican primary on June 2 sees a crowded field of five candidates competing to challenge Democrat Rob Sand in November. The intense competition has led to what many observers call GOP fatigue within the state, as the party navigates a challenging internal battle. This highly contested race is a key indicator of the Republican Party's direction in the heartland, setting the stage for a significant November showdown.
Staying on elections, major fallout in Virginia for Democratic candidates after a court ruling tossed out an election map. This sounds like a significant shakeup.
It absolutely is. A state court's decision to strike down Virginia's election map has thrown Democratic House candidacies into disarray. Some candidates saw races abruptly ended, while others now face much tougher contests. The ruling sparked widespread fury and desperation within the Democratic Party. Private conversations among House members and top Democratic leaders reveal deep concern and the scramble for an effective response. This unexpected redistricting forces a complete reevaluation of campaign strategies, creating a volatile political landscape just months before the general election. The party is desperately searching for a way forward, highlighting judicial intervention's profound impact on electoral dynamics.
Moving to national political speculation, Vice President J.D. Vance and Secretary of State Marco Rubio are reportedly boosting their profiles, leading to talk about who might be next in line. What's driving this?
This is a significant development for the 2028 presidential cycle. President Trump has openly mused about his potential successor, and the actions of Vice President Vance and Secretary of State Rubio fuel that speculation. Both actively raise their national profiles in high-visibility roles. Vance holds an inherent advantage, while Rubio commands a prominent platform on international affairs. Their increased visibility is being interpreted as positioning for the next nomination. This indicates a strategic shift within the Republican Party as potential future leaders emerge, with Trump's public comments shaping early narratives for the post-Trump era.
Arohi, a common theme in politics today involves candidates grappling with past online lives. What's the challenge for this new generation of politicians?
It's a growing headache for candidates. As chronically online overshares enter politics, their extensive digital footprints prove major liabilities. Past social media posts and comments are unearthed, often taken out of context, and used by opponents. The common response is to delete, distance, or disavow these remarks. This highlights the double-edged sword of digital communication, where instantaneous sharing can have long-lasting, detrimental political consequences. It underscores a new political vetting, forcing candidates to confront online histories or risk having them define campaigns.
Before we leave domestic issues, let's touch on the economy. Ohio voters recently went to the polls, and affordability was a clear message. What are we hearing from competitive districts like Toledo?
Affordability is undeniably a top priority for voters, especially in competitive districts like Toledo, Ohio. During last week's primary elections, the message was clear. Rising costs for gas, groceries, and everyday living profoundly impact their ability to get by. This economic concern transcends traditional party lines, influencing voter sentiment and shaping the political narrative. Candidates who can effectively address these tangible economic pressures and offer concrete solutions to ease financial burdens are likely to resonate most strongly. Kitchen table issues remain paramount in shaping voter decisions.
Shifting to international news, a significant story out of Venezuela. After the ousting of Nicolas Maduro by forces reportedly backed by President Trump, have conditions improved enough for Venezuelans abroad to consider returning home?
The ousting of Nicolas Maduro following an attack was celebrated by President Trump, but its aftermath for everyday Venezuelans is complex. Dire conditions had prompted a massive exodus. The critical question now is whether changes subsequent to Maduro's removal have been substantial enough to make returning home an appealing, or even viable, option for the millions who fled. Reports suggest that while some political shifts occurred, economic and social infrastructure remains deeply challenged. Many Venezuelans abroad cautiously watch for sustained improvements before considering repatriation. It's a testament to the long-term struggle required to rebuild a nation after prolonged crisis.
The geopolitical rivalry between the U.S. and China is reaching new frontiers in South America. We're hearing about tensions over Chinese telescope projects.
That's right, the U.S.-China rivalry has extended into the scientific realm, specifically concerning two Chinese telescope projects in the Andean deserts of Argentina and Chile. The U.S. has reportedly pressed both South American nations to review these projects, citing national security concerns. This has alarmed astronomers, who worry such geopolitical maneuvering could lead to significant setbacks for vital research and international scientific collaboration. The Andean region offers prime locations for astronomical observation. U.S. pressure introduces a new layer of complexity, potentially impacting access and cooperation in a field that thrives on global partnership, turning scientific pursuits into a new battleground for global influence.
From South America to Russia, the annual Victory Day parade in Moscow is always a major display of military might. But our reporter on the ground, Steve Rosenberg, noted a distinctly different feel this year. What change?
Indeed. The BBC's Russia editor, Steve Rosenberg, reported this year's Victory Day parade in Red Square felt remarkably subdued. Traditionally, the Kremlin showcases advanced military hardware. However, this time, there was a noticeable absence of the customary extensive display of tanks, missile launchers, and other heavy military equipment. This departure from tradition is widely interpreted as a reflection of the ongoing conflict in Ukraine, suggesting a significant portion of Russia's military assets are currently deployed or expended. The toned-down parade offers a rare glimpse into potential strains on Russia's military resources and its strategic priorities.
A surprising and troubling story out of Sri Lanka involves a highly revered Buddhist monk. What are the details surrounding his arrest?
This is a deeply shocking story for Sri Lanka, particularly given the venerable Palagamahamarathana Thero's esteemed position in the Buddhist world. He has been arrested over allegations of raping a teenager. The accusations sent shockwaves through the country and global Buddhist community, as such a figure is held in immense spiritual and moral regard. The arrest underscores that no one is above the law, regardless of religious or social standing. Authorities are investigating, and the legal process is underway. This incident highlights challenges religious institutions face in addressing abuse allegations within their ranks, prompting profound introspection.
From serious matters to cultural events, Eurovision seems to always generate controversy, and this year is no exception. What's the latest?
Eurovision, known for its eclectic performances and passionate fanbase, is indeed grappling with another major controversy this year. The contention stems from Israel's participation, which led to the withdrawal of several countries, including Spain and Ireland. Fans are caught between their love for the spectacle and the political statements made by these withdrawals. The debate highlights the increasing intersection of global politics and cultural events, where geopolitical tensions can overshadow artistic expression. Despite the controversy and difficult decisions, the core fanbase appears to be sticking by the event, determined to celebrate its unique spirit amidst the political storm.
Back in the U.S., the White House Correspondents' Dinner has always been a much-debated Washington ritual. But this year, following the gunman's attack, the discussion has taken on a far more serious tone. What are the key points of this debate?
The attack at the April White House Correspondents' Dinner amplified the perennial debate surrounding this event. Beyond usual critiques about its glitzy nature, the recent violence introduced serious security concerns. The discussion now centers on fundamental questions of safety, the optics of such a high-profile gathering in a tense political climate, and whether risks outweigh benefits. Some argue for increased security, while others question the dinner's very existence, suggesting it has become a magnet for trouble. The incident forced a reevaluation of one of Washington's most scrutinized annual traditions, prompting organizers to confront evolving threats to public events involving high-ranking officials and journalists.
Shifting gears to India, the BJP is making strategic moves after their performance in Bengal, now setting sights on Uttar Pradesh with a cabinet reshuffle. What's the significance?
Following elections in Bengal, the Bharatiya Janata Party is strategizing for the crucial state of Uttar Pradesh. The party is undertaking a social reset through a significant cabinet reshuffle. Governor Anandibin Patel administered the oath of office to Bhupendra Chaudhary, signaling a deliberate effort to realign political forces and appeal to a broader demographic. This move indicates the BJP's intention to strengthen grassroots presence and consolidate support ahead of electoral challenges. The reshuffle is designed to optimize governance and send a clear message about the party's priorities and readiness to adapt leadership for success in this key state.
In business news, Saudi Aramco is reporting a substantial jump in its Q1 profit. What factors are driving this impressive performance?
Saudi Aramco, the world's largest oil producer, announced a significant 26% jump in its first quarter profit. This impressive growth is largely attributed to the increasing capacity of its key east-west pipeline, instrumental in mitigating the energy shock caused by the ongoing Iran war. The pipeline's expanded operational capability allowed Aramco to maintain robust supply levels and capitalize on elevated global oil prices, volatile due to geopolitical tensions. This financial performance underscores Aramco's critical role in global energy markets and its ability to adapt to complex international situations, ensuring stability and profitability amidst regional conflicts.
From energy to the broader market, the S&P 500 has had an impressive run, extending its winning streak to 6 weeks. What's behind this sustained optimism among investors?
The S&P 500's six-week winning streak reflects a confluence of positive factors driving investor sentiment. Key among them are strong corporate earnings reports surpassing expectations, signaling underlying economic resilience. Favorable economic data, indicating healthy growth and moderated inflation, has bolstered confidence. A high-profile artificial intelligence partnership also played a significant role, exciting investors about future technological advancements and their impact on profitability. This combination of strong fundamentals, optimistic economic indicators, and disruptive innovation has created sustained bullish momentum, propelling the market upwards. Investors are betting on the continued strength of the economy and technological progress.
Speaking of AI, Alphabet has seen a remarkable 160% rally in the past year. How did Google, once perceived as an AI laggard, manage such a turnaround?
Alphabet's extraordinary 160% rally highlights a significant reevaluation by investors of its position in the AI landscape. Initially, Google faced criticism for being slow to capitalize on the early AI boom. However, the company has since demonstrated a formidable strategy by focusing on owning most of the stack in AI development. This means not just developing consumer-facing AI products, but also investing heavily in underlying infrastructure, from chips and foundational models to platform services. Investors are now betting this comprehensive approach will make Google a clear long-term winner. Deep investments across the entire AI ecosystem are paying off, proving their capacity to innovate and integrate AI at scale, cementing their strong market position.
And complementing that, Nvidia is aggressively embracing its role as a key AI investor, pouring billions into the sector. What's their strategy here?
Nvidia's strategy is truly remarkable. Beyond its core business as a leading chip designer for AI, the company is actively investing billions into companies across the entire AI infrastructure stack. This isn't just passive financial investment. Nvidia is also signing commercial deals with these companies, effectively weaving itself into the fabric of the burgeoning AI industry. This dual approach of equity bets and strategic partnerships ensures Nvidia not only profits from widespread AI adoption through its hardware but also cultivates an ecosystem reliant on its technology. It's a calculated move to solidify its dominance, fostering innovation, and securing its position at the forefront of the AI revolution.
Let's delve into a more human-centric aspect of AI. We're seeing discussions about task paralysis in the context of AI. What does this refer to?
Task paralysis in AI describes a psychological phenomenon where individuals, overwhelmed by AI tools' vast capabilities and options, struggle to initiate or complete tasks. Instead of enhancing productivity, the sheer scale of AI's potential, or pressure to utilize it optimally, can lead to indecision and inaction. It's akin to choice overload, where expecting AI for efficiency inadvertently creates a barrier to starting work. This highlights the psychological impact of rapidly evolving technology and the need for users to develop new coping mechanisms to effectively integrate AI into workflows without succumbing to this paralysis.
And building on that, there's a fascinating concept called LL morphism being discussed. What exactly is this, and why is it significant?
LL morphism describes a compelling phenomenon where humans begin to perceive and model their own thought processes and behaviors through the lens of large language models, or LLMs. Individuals start to see themselves as analogous to these AI systems, using terms like prompts for intentions, datasets for experiences, or generating responses. This reflects a deeper psychological integration of AI metaphors into self-conception. It's significant because as AI becomes pervasive, it may not just change how we interact with technology, but how we understand human cognition and identity. This could have profound implications for psychology and our evolving relationship with artificial intelligence.
Finally, let's turn to health news. A significant shift in perception is emerging regarding cancer treatment. For some patients, cancer is becoming akin to a chronic illness. What does this mean for patients and medicine?
This is a profound and hopeful shift in oncology. For an increasing number of patients, particularly with certain cancer types, advancements mean the disease is transitioning from an immediate death sentence to a manageable, chronic illness. This isn't to say cancer is curable in all cases, but innovative therapies, including targeted drugs and immunotherapies, are allowing patients to live longer, higher quality lives with their disease. They receive ongoing treatment, similar to managing conditions like diabetes. This redefines patient expectations, focuses on long-term management, and emphasizes quality of life. It represents a monumental triumph for medical research, transforming cancer care into a more prolonged, personalized journey for many.
Arohi, thank you for those insightful summaries. Always fascinating. Before we go, here's a surprising fact from technology. Did you know the very first computer mouse, invented by Douglas Engelbart in 1964, was made of wood? It was nicknamed the XY position indicator for a display system, and had two perpendicular wheels that detected movement. From that wooden block to the sophisticated AI we discussed today, technology has come a long way. That's all the time we have for today's news briefing. Thank you for tuning in. We'll be back tomorrow with more essential updates. Have a fantastic day.